16 European football leagues are dedicating their matches this weekend to the fight against hunger and poverty. The European Match Day Against Hunger is being promoted by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, and the European Professional Football Leagues Association. The leagues are urging their fans to sign an online petition calling on governments to give priority to the elimination of hunger. Communications officer at FAO, Paul Anthem, told Lydia O'Kane more about the initiative.
This initiative came about after FAO signed an agreement with the European Professional Football Leagues Association in 2008, and the aim of this is to tap into the power and immense popularity of sport, and in particular football, and to use that to try and highlight the issues of world hunger. And at the moment, at the fact that 925 million people in the world are suffering from chronic hunger, and the fact that this is totally unacceptable, using the mass popularity of football and the fact that millions of people attend stadia across Europe each weekend, we're going to tap into that huge popularity to highlight the fact that 925 million people are chronically hungry across the world.
What are people being called to do over the weekend?
So over the weekend, we're going to see 16 professional football leagues and 314 professional football clubs in 157 stadiums across Europe. Millions of the fans are going to see players, coaches and referees blowing the yellow whistle of the 1 Billion Hungry campaign. This is an online petition and also a hand petition now that was launched to highlight the fact that 925 million people are suffering chronic hunger. So what we'll see is the referees blowing the yellow whistle. We'll see captains wearing the T-shirts. And then in certain countries, there'll be different things happening. In Spain, for example, we're going to see high-profile players, including the World Cup winning captain Iker Casillas and the Argentine player Lionel Messi. They'll be entering the stadiums wearing the 1 Billion Hungry T-shirt, bearing the symbol of the campaign and blowing their yellow whistles. And in Italy, all the team captains and the referees will have whistles. And in Russia, all the players are going to enter the field wearing the campaign T-shirts and yellow whistles. There'll also be a concerted effort to collect signatures from people attending the football matches and to add some more signatures, to which we already have 1.6 million already on the campaign petition. And this is a petition that will be handed to world leaders in November that will call for urgent action to address the issue of chronic hunger.
How helpful has the European Professional Football Leagues Association been with this?
Extremely helpful. Since we've signed the deal, we've had visits from representatives. We've also struck a separate deal with Atletico Madrid, and we had a visit from their star goalkeeper, David De Gea, earlier this year. And all the players have come on board. They've also made videos that are now appearing on YouTube, highlighting the weekend and highlighting the issues. And really, this has been a great opportunity. And a lot of the players, actually, with some of the bad publicity there is for footballers, there's actually been a positive light from the footballers that isn't often covered. In fact, recognising how fortunate they are in their lives and how fortunate they are, not only with their incomes and the jobs that they do, but also the profile they have and the opportunity to actually highlight something that is not that well known across the world, i.e. the amount of people who are living in extreme poverty and don't have enough food on the table for their families.
That was something I just wanted to come to. There are 1 billion people hungry in the world, highlighted by your campaign. Do you think people are starting now to sit up and take notice of that fact?
I think there's more awareness now, not just through our campaign, but through others as well. And I think that hunger doesn't always make the headlines. If it does, it's for the reasons where there might be one famine in a particular country, and then there might be a rush of aid or attention to that. And then the issue goes out of the headlines. So what we're trying to highlight is there's an ongoing situation where close to 1 billion people are living in chronic hunger every day and go to bed not knowing that they have enough food to eat for the next day. And that this is something that the whole world needs to know, because it's no good just the UN agencies and NGOs and the developing countries being aware of this. The developed countries and the richer countries and the political leaders, they're the ones with the power to also help and bring this to an end and start taking measures to address it. So without that attention, we can't make any progress. And we feel the word is getting round through the campaign. And we also have to think now, we're in an era of the internet, we're in the era of Twitter, of Facebook, of social media, and you're able to get attention to campaigns like this and publicity for campaigns like this a lot more quickly than you would be able to in the past.